morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 15th. You'll be interested to know, 226 years ago today, in 1799, French captain Pierre-François Bouchard discovered the Rosetta Stone in the Egyptian village of Rosetta. This remarkable artifact, inscribed with the same decree in three scripts hieroglyphic, Demotic, and Ancient Greek, became the key to deciphering ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. The Rosetta Stone unlocked the secrets of a civilization that had long remained a mystery, illuminating the rich history and culture of ancient Egypt. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 76 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, with a slight chance of light rain before 9 a.m. Expect mostly sunny skies, with a high near 89 and a gentle southwest breeze. Tonight, we'll see mostly clear skies with a low around 72 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 9:15 with a high tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, with a high near 92 and a heat index around 98. A slight chance of rain and thunderstorms is possible at night, with lows near 75. Thursday brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with a high near 90 and lows around 77. Friday continues with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, and a high near 89. Saturday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 82 and lows around 67 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in the race for Boston's mayoral office, bike lanes are a hot topic. On a scorching morning in late June, Josh Kraft, the chief challenger to Mayor Michelle Wu, voiced his concerns near Center Street, which underwent a significant redesign in 2023. He criticized Wu's safety measures as a mess and highlighted increased congestion. Local business owner Kenessa Alexander agreed, stating the changes created chaos for deliveries. On the other hand, resident Mary Tenenbaum praised the safer crossing conditions. The Wood administration has committed to expanding bike lanes, but opinions remain divided as this crucial issue shapes voters' perceptions ahead of the November election. Now on to sports. In a dramatic finish, Seattle Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh clinched the 2025 Home Run Derby, but not without controversy. Raleigh, needing to match Brent Rooker's 17 home runs, initially struggled before switching batting stances. Both players ended with 17 homers, leading to a tiebreaker based on the longest home run. Raleigh's was measured at 470 feet and 617 thousandths of a foot, just barely edging out Rooker's 470 feet and 535 thousandths. This decision sparked frustration among fans, who felt Rooker was robbed of a chance for a thrilling swing-off. Tonight is the All-Star Game. Tarek Skubal of the Tigers faces off against Paul Skeens of the Pirates. First pitch is at 8 Eastern on Fox in Atlanta, Georgia, where the game time temp should be about 80 degrees. In local sports, Roman Anthony, the youngest Boston Red Sox player in 60 years, is making waves as he extends his hit streak to 9 games. After a slow start, Anthony has found his rhythm, batting an impressive 389, with 4 extra base hits and 6 runs batted in during this streak. The Red Sox entered the All-Star break on a 10-game win streak, securing the second wildcard playoff spot in the American League. As they face tougher opponents after the break, Anthony's ability to maintain his performance will be crucial for the team's postseason hopes. In top news, Starbucks is mandating that its corporate employees return to the office for a minimum of 4 days each week, increasing from 3 days, as part of its turnaround initiative. This new requirement will take effect in the upcoming fiscal year, starting in October, according to Chief Executive Brian Nickel. Employees working remotely will need to relocate to Seattle or Toronto within 12 months. Additionally, Starbucks is offering a voluntary exit program with a cash payment for those who prefer not to comply. Nickel emphasized the importance of human connection in achieving the company's goals. In business news, as Bitcoin prices soar to new heights, companies are increasingly adopting the strategy pioneered by Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, which involves purchasing and holding Bitcoin on their balance sheets. According to Bitwise, a crypto asset management firm, companies collectively owned 847,000 Bitcoin by the end of the second quarter, marking a 23% increase since the first quarter. Notably, 46 companies, including GameStop, bought Bitcoin for the first time in this period. Sequence Communications has also announced a significant purchase of 370 Bitcoin, aiming to accumulate over 3,000. With an optimistic outlook, industry experts foresee Bitcoin prices rising further due to corporate adoption and a more favorable regulatory environment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to just over $117,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A middle school student from Ontario, Canada, has captured attention with his impressive take on the legendary Archimedes death ray. Brendan Sinner, who is now 12 years old, was inspired by the ancient mathematician's idea of harnessing the sun's energy. He crafted a miniature version using a heat lamp and 4 concave mirrors, demonstrating that the concept could indeed work. His experiments showed increasing temperatures at targeted locations, suggesting that a larger-scale version could have been feasible in ancient times. While no archaeological evidence confirms its use, Sinner believes the principle is certainly possible, highlighting the intrigue of Archimedes' inventions. And in entertainment news, school is back in session at Hogwarts as HBO's highly anticipated Harry Potter series has begun filming with an all-new cast. Nearly 14 years after the last movie premiered, this series is described by Warner Brothers as a faithful adaptation of the beloved Harry Potter books. Production, which started at Warner Brothers Studios in Leavesden, United Kingdom, will unfold over multiple seasons beginning in 2027. Dominic McLaughlin portrays a young Harry Potter, Alastair Stout is Ron Weasley, and Arabella Stanton takes on Hermione Granger. Writer Francesca Gardiner and executive producer Mark Mylod expressed excitement for the actors' performances. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Restlessness is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.